Warren Buffett's shareholder letters have become sacred texts in the investment world, studied by everyone from college students to Wall Street veterans. When Bill Gates was asked which book changed his life, his answer was simple: Everything by Warren Buffett. What makes these annual letters extraordinary is their ability to distill complex financial concepts into homespun wisdom delivered with Midwestern charm. Unlike typical corporate communications, Buffett's letters feel like advice from a wise uncle who happens to be one of history's greatest investors. His unique blend of financial acumen, psychological insight, and self-deprecating humor has created a framework for wealth building that transcends market cycles and economic conditions. These collected gems offer us a front-row seat to the thinking of a man whose investment philosophy has created more wealth than almost anyone in history. The stock market isn't the rational mechanism economists claim, but swings between two contagious emotions, fear and greed. These emotional epidemics create unpredictable price fluctuations. Buffett famously advises, "Be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy only when others are fearful." This contrarian approach has served him well. During the 2008 financial crisis, while others panicked, Buffett bought American stocks heavily, even publishing a New York Times op-ed titled, "Buy American, I Am." Similarly, during the late 1990s dot-com bubble, Berkshire avoided tech stocks despite criticism that Buffett was out of touch, discipline that saved billions when the bubble burst. Despite occasional criticisms of government, Buffett maintains unwavering faith in America's economic future. His patriotism runs deep, often reminding shareholders that Americans now live an astonishing 6 times better than when he was born. His optimism stems from historical perspective. He's witnessed America weather the Great Depression, World War II, the Cold War, stagflation, and numerous recessions. As he puts it, in the 20th century, the United States endured 2 world wars and other traumatic and expensive military conflicts, the Depression, a dozen or so recessions and financial panics, oil shocks, a flu epidemic, and the resignation of a disgraced president. Yet the Dow rose from 66 to 11,497. Warren Buffett's management approach is disarmingly simple. We are here to make money with you, not off you. Despite Berkshire's massive size, headquarters operates with just 5 people, handling what would require dozens elsewhere. Buffett follows a hire well, manage little philosophy. After acquiring excellent businesses with exceptional managers, he largely leaves them alone. This hands-off approach yields remarkable results, with Berkshire CEOs often working decades past retirement age because they love what they do, volunteers, not mercenaries. In an era of corporate doublespeak, Buffett champions radical transparency. His shareholder letters avoid jargon, explaining both successes and failures in plain language. He believes that candor benefits us as managers. The CEO who misleads others in public may eventually mislead himself in private. Buffett readily acknowledges mistakes with self-deprecation. After liability estimation errors, he joked that if Pinocchio's rules applied, my nose would now draw crowds. Regarding his U.S. Air investment, he admitted, "Your guess is as good as mine as to its ultimate value. Indeed, considering my record with this investment, your guess may be better than mine." Buffett approaches acquisitions with disciplined patience, viewing purchases through a long-term ownership lens. His philosophy targets outstanding businesses at sensible prices, not mediocre businesses at bargain prices, acknowledging that making silk purses out of silk is the best we can do. He compares business acquisition to finding a spouse. It pays to be active, interested, and open-minded, but it does not pay to be in a hurry. This patience enables Berkshire to acquire companies during market downturns when others lack capital or confidence. During the 2008 financial crisis, he advised, "When it's raining gold, reach for a bucket, not a thimble." His risk management is equally straightforward. When investments lack appeal, he prioritizes safety over higher yields, avoiding trends like the high-yield bond craze of the 1980s. As he states, "I won't trade even a night's sleep for the chance of extra profits." Unlike buyers planning eventual exits, Berkshire has no exit strategy. We buy to keep. This permanence attracts sellers concerned about their company's future and employees' welfare, while allowing truly long-term decisions. Buffett maintains healthy skepticism toward financial intermediaries, noting that, in the securities business, whatever can be sold will be sold. He recognizes Wall Street's interests often conflict with investors, despite their client service rhetoric. He criticizes the industry's rearview mirror analysis and promotion of complex, fee-generating instruments regardless of client outcomes. Buffett warns against trusting financial projections, advising investors to beware of geeks bearing formulas. Hedge fund managers receive particular criticism for structures that ensure they profit even when clients lose. Buffett's famous 10-year bet against hedge funds demonstrated that their high fees typically erode any advantage. When a financial professional presents a complex, high-fee solution, remember that their interests may not align with yours. The financial industry sells what clients can be talked into buying, not what they need. Buffett's philosophy centers on three principles: understand value, demand quality, and practice patience. He favors businesses with tailwinds rather than headwinds, recognizing industry dynamics often outweigh management skill. As he notes, when a management with a reputation for brilliance tackles a business with a reputation for bad economics, it is the reputation of the business that remains intact. For Berkshire's businesses, product quality creates customer loyalty, enabling premium pricing, what Buffett calls an economic moat. He distinguishes between price and value. Price is what you give, value is what you get. These principles offer timeless guidance beyond Berkshire, reminding us that amid complexity, fundamentals remain the surest path to investment success. Buffett's greatest lesson may be that extraordinary results come from ordinary wisdom consistently applied. Buffett's investment approach centers on his long-term perspective. While others focus on quarterly results, he thinks in decades, declaring his favorite holding period is forever. This patience allows Berkshire to weather short-term volatility that might force others to sell prematurely. Even his corporate jet, the Indefensible, becomes a chance for self-deprecating humor. Buffett joked that if he died, Berkshire's earnings would increase by $1 million annually, since Charlie would immediately sell our corporate jet. His transparency extends to accounting practices, which he views as an aid to business thinking, never a substitute for it. He criticizes misleading metrics like EBITDA and pro forma results, quipping that his golf score is below par on a pro forma basis, since he only counts swings before reaching the green. For your financial decisions, consider, are you trading on market movements or patiently building positions in quality businesses? Buffett suggests investment success comes not from activity, but from quality decisions followed by extended inactivity. While news cycles create a sense of perpetual crisis, Buffett's century-spanning perspective reminds us that progress, though not linear, trends upward.